Long Lecture, Skill 2. Civil Engineering, Suspension Bridge. Listen to part of a lecture on civil engineering in a journalism class. Good morning, class. Today I brought in a picture of a specific kind of bridge called a suspension bridge.
That bridge looks familiar to me. Is it the Clifton Suspension Bridge in Bristol, England?
Yes, you're right. You're really on the ball today. Can anyone tell me who built it and what is unique about the suspension bridge?
Well, the Clifton Suspension Bridge was designed in 1830 by a man named Brunel, but he died before the bridge was finished. As his memorial, the bridge was finally completed in 1864.
Excellent. You're really with it today. Now, who can tell me about suspension bridges? Or is this question over your heads?
I think I can answer that. According to some books I've read about suspension bridges, the road deck is hanging from cables that are strung across a river like the Avon Gorge in the picture. What makes a suspension bridge unique is that there is no support in the center and the road deck hangs below the supports rather than resting upon them like other bridges.
Excellent. Let me fill you in on some other details. Some of the oldest suspension bridges used ropes instead of cables that were loosely thrown across a gorge or river. This only allowed for people to hang as they crawled across. Soon after, wooden footways were added between the ropes. Unfortunately, these bridges were not convenient or safe for taking donkeys or carts across because of the swinging of the ropes, and the loads were just too heavy for the bridge to bear. The suspension bridges that we use today, like the one in the picture, were first developed way back in the early 1800s. Civil engineers such as Telford and Brunel thought of the idea of using towers to lift up the cables and using a frame to support and stiffen the bridge called a truss. The towers allowed the bridge to stay perfectly flat, which would give horses and carriages a means to cross. In a nutshell, Brunel designed the first non-moving bridge. Today, the design of the suspension bridge is the same, but we use steel cables instead of iron links like those found on a bicycle chain. In fact, Brunel's famous bridge still has the iron chain links.
How do suspension bridges hold the heavy weight of cars and trucks? In the past, they only used horses and carriages, so the bridges didn't carry as much weight as they do now.
Good point. All modern bridges that you see today use huge steel cables to hold the roadway. These cables are hung over two towers and held by concrete blocks at both ends of the bridge. Vehicles, such as cars and trucks, push down on the roadway, and because the roadway is held up by hangers from the steel cables, they can transfer all the weight onto the two towers. This means that the two towers are always compressed, which allows them to transfer the forces to the ground or concrete blocks where they absorb the tension from the steel cables. Steel is the preferred material used in long suspension bridges because it can handle extremely heavy weight. Steel is stronger than iron and is also light in weight. A famous example can be seen in the Brooklyn Bridge in New York, USA.
Are there any problems with a suspension bridge?
I'm glad you asked me that question. There have been a couple of disasters in regard to suspension bridges. If the engineers design a bridge that is too light or too flexible, the bridges will not be strong enough. They will begin to move and rock back and forth, even in light winds, and will eventually collapse into the gorge or river below. Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer. Number 1. Listen to part of the lecture again and answer the question.
Well, the Clifton Suspension Bridge was designed in 1830 by a man named Brunel, but he died before the bridge was finished. As his memorial, the bridge was finally completed in 1864.
Excellent. You're really with it today. What does the professor mean by this? Number 2. Listen to part of the lecture again and answer the question.
I think I can answer that. According to some books I've read about suspension bridges, the road deck is hanging from cables that are strung across a river like the Avon Gorge in the picture. What makes a suspension bridge unique is that there is no support in the center and the road deck hangs below the supports rather than resting upon them like other bridges.
Excellent. Let me fill you in on some other details. Why does the professor say this?